CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you as usual from G4NJH. You can find the text on the RSGB's own website and the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. Good morning, this is GB2RS News. It's Sunday the 11th of August 2019. Here are the main news headlines. Record numbers visit NRC, IOTA 2019 in Bulgaria, ILLW next weekend. The RSGB's National Radio Centre at Bletchley Park experienced record numbers of visitors in July. Before last month, the highest visitors number of visitors was 10,713 in August 2018. July 2019 saw 10,860 visitors to the NRC, with several days seeing over 500 visitors through the door. If you're interested in becoming an NRC volunteer, you should be passionate about meeting people, feel confident about explaining the hobby as well as operating the NRC's own radio station, GB3RS. You should be, of course, a licensed amateur, an RSGB member, and be prepared to work a minimum of 1 or preferably 2 days per month. You'll be joining a team of enthusiastic, friendly and dedicated volunteers, and full training will be given. Travel expenses are paid to volunteers living within a reasonable travelling distance, and NRC volunteers enjoy numerous benefits associated with volunteering at Bletchley Park. Please email nrc.support@rsgb.org.uk for more information. Up to 80 young radio amateurs, primary from IARU Region 1, but including participants from further afield in the world, will gather in Bulgaria from today, the 11th of August, for the 9th annual Youngsters on the Air summer camp. Special call sign LZ19 IOTA will be on the air during the week-long event, which is hosted by the Bulgarian Federation of Radio Amateurs. Activities will include kit building and an opportunity to visit the surrounding region, including the ACOM amplifier factory. QSL LZ19 IOTA via the bureau to LZ1BJ. You can read about the experiences of the British team on the RSGB's website. The International Lighthouse and Lightship Weekend runs from 0001 UTC on Saturday the 17th of September to 2359 UTC on the 18th. The event started in 1998 as the Scottish Northern Lights Award, run by the Air Amateur Radio Group. ILLW now attracts over 500 lighthouse entries, located in over 40 countries. To see a list of this year's special stations, go to the ILLW.net website. And this week's propagation report has details on which lighthouses you're likely to be able to hear and work. The RSGB convention takes place in Milton Keynes from the 11th to the 13th of October. Dave Sumner, K1ZZ, will open the convention with his talk on Our Global Amateur Radio Community. Dave is secretary for the IARU and has recently written a very thought-provoking article in the ITU's magazine on the value of radio amateurs around the world. Nobby Stiles, G0VJG, will speak about his de-expedition to Wallis Island, and the RSGB members can read a brief account of this in September's RADCOM. To book weekend packages or day tickets and to read more about the RSGB convention, go to the RSGB's own site. The early bird discounts have been extended now until the 1st of September. Region 1, Scotland, South and Western Isles, has a number of vacancies for deputy regional representatives. District 13, Ayrshire, Dumfries and Galloway. District 16, the Borders. And District 17, Stirling, Falkirk and Clackmannanshire are all vacant. If you'd like to know more about the roles and what it entails, please contact the Regional Manager for Region 1, Tony Miles, MM0TMZ, by email rrfigure1@rsgb.org.uk. The DXCC's Most Wanted Entities list has been updated on Clublog. The complete list contains 340 entities, with the top five most wanted being North Korea, Bouvet Island, Crozet Island, Scarborough Reef and San Felix Islands. The list is available at https://secure.clublog.org/mostwanted.php. And now the details of rallies and events in the coming week. Today the 11th sees the Flight Refueling ARS Hamfest take place at Cobham Sports and Social Club Ground Merley near Wimborne in Dorset, BH21 3DA, Talking Station S22, car parking on site, doors open from 10 to 4:30pm. Admission is £4, but that includes parking. There will be trade stands with indoor and field pitches and a car boot area. Lectures take place during the day, no dogs allowed except guide dogs, which is a condition set by the landowner. More from Tony Baker, G3 PFM, on 07743 475018. Next Sunday, the 18th of August, the Rugby ARS Rally takes place at Prinsthorpe College, Prinsthorpe near Rugby. Charlie Victor 23 9 PY, admission £3, and the NGR for NavSats is SP395710. Doors open from 10 AM to 4 PM. Traders having access from 8:30. Car boot area also. Catering available on site. Details from Steve G8LYB 07956 855816. Now's the time to let us know your rally and event plans for 2020. To get your event into Radcom, into GB2RS or on the RSGB website, send details please as early as possible to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The earlier you tell us, the better. And remember, we need 4 months in advance to get information into Radcom, and do our best to give you free publicity for as many months as possible. Now the DX News from 425 DX News and other sources. A group of mainly German amateurs will activate Tango Oscar 5 mic from the Saint-Pierre-et-Miquelon Islands, which is IOTA NA032, until the 18th of August. They'll be on the bands from 160 to 6 metres on SSB, CW and FT8, QSL, Club Log, OQRS. A team of ZS operators will operate Robben Island, AF064, from the 5th to the 20th of August. They'll use the call sign ZS9 Victor. Look for them mostly on 10, 15 and 20 metres SSB. Robben Island is where Nelson Mandela was imprisoned for 18 years. QSL manager M0OXO. Gilles, IZ2DLV, is active as 8 Quebec 7GB from Nika Island, AS013, until the 18th of August. Activity holiday style, 40, 30, 20, 17, and 15 metre bands using CWSSB and FT8, QSL via Logbook of the World or Club Log. Members of the DX Punta Maya group will be active as Tango 45 FM from the Punta Maya Lighthouse, which is NA105 in Cuba, from the 15th to 19th of August. Activity will be on the 160 to 10 metre bands using CWSSB and digital. An emphasis will be on the International Lighthouse and Lightship Weekend, QSL via RW6HS. Now for special event news. Advance notice now for the British Inland Waterways on the Air 2019. This annual event takes place over the August bank holiday, 24th and 26th to 26th of August. The event is open to all amateurs who are boaters, cyclists or otherwise use the canals, rivers, towpaths, river banks or work for work recreation. Many clubs and individual amateurs who are on or near the UK inland waterways obtain special event station call signs. Others operate mobile or portable stations using their own call signs. If you're interested in registering your station for the event or for more information, please visit www.nharg.org.uk/biwota. Butcher Valley ARC is taking part in Lighthouse on the Air event this year from Rathlin Island. The club has 8 members travelling to the island to activate the 3 lighthouses there. The event runs from the 17th to the 18th of August. Live updates and frequencies, keep an eye on the Facebook page. The FT8 Digital Mode Club is commemorating its second anniversary, and 8 special event stations will be on the air in a number of countries until the 24th of August. An FTDMC anniversary card can be earned with various levels for the award. Full details of participating stations and award at ft8dmc.eu. The bicentennial commemoration of the Peterloo Massacre incident in Manchester happened on the 16th of August 1819, has 2 local clubs marking the event. South Manchester Radio Club is running GB200 PLM for the next 3 weeks with information on smrcc.org.uk. Oldham ARC are organising a special event to take place during a picnic, an unveiling of a memorial stone using GB2PL on UHF, VHF and some HF from the park's Rotary Club Wheel area from about 11 a.m. on the 18th of August, QSL via the Bureau and EQSL. Please send special event details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk as soon as possible so we can give you free publicity. And remember, it's a licensing condition that stations using a UK special event call sign must be open to the public. Now for contest news, just a reminder that August is the month of the traditional summer holiday, so there are no RSGBHF contests this month. Today the 11th, the 5th 70 megs cumulative contest runs from 1400 to 1600 UTC using all modes. The exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. WAE DXCW contest runs for 48 hours over this weekend, ending at 2359 UTC on the 11th. CW only 3.5 to 28 megs bands, the exchange of signal report and serial number, but EU stations must only work non-EU stations to count. On Tuesday, the 432 megs FM activity contest runs from 1800 to 1855 UTC using FM only. It's immediately followed by the all-mode 432 megs UK activity contest, 1900 to 2130 UTC. The exchange for both contests is signal report, serial number and locator. On Thursday, the 70 megs UK activity contest takes place, 1900 to 2130 UTC, all modes, the exchange, signal report, serial number and locator. Now the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. Matter from a solar coronal hole hit the Earth last week as predicted. However, we got the date wrong, as it actually impacted us on Monday and not Sunday, as it was moving slightly slower than we thought. This sent the KP index up to 5 as the Earth's geomagnetic field was disturbed, and where it stayed for 4 consecutive KP sessions, or 12 hours in total, there were reports of a pre-auroral enhancement on 10 metres, but overall, HF conditions were down as a result. Tuesday was characterised by reduced maximum usable frequencies, but Wednesday, the solar wind stream had calmed down and the ionosphere soon got back to its normal sunspot minimum doldrums. There was DX to be chased, though, with the CY9C St Paul Island D-Expedition off Nova Scotia being workable on the lower HF bands, especially 20 metres, and being very audible in the UK. Next week, NOAA predicts a calm sun with a solar flux index of 67 and 0 sunspots, after potentially unsettling geomagnetic conditions this weekend due to a coronal hole. The rest of the week should be fine, with a maximum KP index of 2 or 3. Don't forget this is International Lighthouse and Lightship Weekend, the 17th and 18th, which should attract more than 500 lighthouse entries located over 40 countries. A full list can be found at illw.net, but please note that with ionospheric conditions the way they are, you may have to struggle to work nearby UK lighthouses on 40 metres due to the low critical frequency, and 80 metres may be closed from mid-morning until late afternoon due to D-layer absorption. But feel free to try for the European stations and those further afield on 40 and 20 metres. Now for VHF and up-propagation news, the next week or so is looking decidedly unlike summer, with a tendency for low pressure, especially in the north. Wind, rain, thunder and no tropo is hard to sell, but there are usually some positives, even in bad weather. So let's start with a strong positive, which is a good jet stream pattern for sporadic E. In this case, a marked upper trough crosses the country with segments of strong jet stream winds over the UK and near continent. In the closing weeks of the sporadic E season, a strong jet stream is a real bonus, so pursue the usual summer operating rules and check the 10 metre and 6 metre bands late morning and late afternoon. Another positive is that Perseid's meteor shower is approaching its peak, so expect excellent meteor scatter conditions over the coming days. The broad beak of the 11th to the 13th of August may cause meteor ionisation, which is an important component in the formation of sporadic E. Now for the bad news, there's pretty much a total absence of high pressure, so it's unlikely that Tropo will feature much, if at all. Strong winds will remind us to check the antennas are in good shape for winter. Trying to end on a positive note, thunderstorms are useful if you are into gigahertz bands, radio scatter, from the large cumulonimbus clouds. Moon declination is at its minimum, most negative, today, so the moon will be very low in the sky at its zenith. Losses are still increasing as we approach apogee on Saturday, so it's a poor week for EME. And that's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me also. Until next week.